Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Donald Trump turned 76 the other day. Trevor Noah tricked his audience into singing happy birthday to the former president before telling them who they were singing it for. After the booze stopped, Trevor said, "The haters can't even give the poor man a day off." All week long, the January 6th committee has been riding his ass just because he tried to overthrow the government. Now they're even accusing him of fraud just because he asked his supporters for money to set up an election defense fund and didn't set up an election defense fund. Seth Meyers said Trump turned 76, so now he's really asking everyone to stop the count. That's right. It was President Trump's birthday. Pretty impressive. 76, and he can still get an insurrection. Trevor, Trump took some of the money he said he's going to use to fight election fraud, and he paid his son's fiance $60,000 for a 2-minute introduction speech, which is such a scam. I don't care what anyone says. That's even at a bigger scam than Tai Chi. Yeah, I'm sorry. Who are you going to fight? An army of slow butterflies? Stephen Colbert said they also skimmed off over $200,000 for the former president's hotels. And that was just Giuliani's bar tab. Seth, during the hearing, it was revealed that Trump Jr.'s fiance, Kimberly Guilfoyle, was paid $60,000 to speak at the rally before the Capitol attack. Technically, $20,000 to speak and then $40,000 to please stop. Trevor, it does prove that Donald Trump is a proud feminist ally. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Everyone's always complaining women get paid less for more work, but Trump, nope. He's doing everything he can do to close the wage gap. He paid Kimberly Guilfoyle for 2 minutes work. He paid Stormy Daniels for 2 minutes of work. Trump isn't breaking the law. He's breaking the glass ceiling. Colbert, so he duped $250 million from his most passionate supporters and then watched as they all go to prison while he sat in a Mar-a-Lago double-fisting coconut shrimp. And these aren't wealthy people. You can always tell when they're wearing nothing but giveaway merch from the losing team. Trevor Noah, and as much as people want to be angry at Donald Trump, I feel like this is one of the instances where he's the black light on America's democracy because he didn't invent this scam. Politicians from every party use their campaign funds to enrich their friends. It's just that Trump does it so egregiously that everybody notices it. All politicians are like, donate, it's for the fun, but nobody looks where the money goes. Yeah, it's something you got to pay attention to because of how he does it. It's the same way all of us have eaten a grape or two at the grocery store, but Trump's the guy who walks into Whole Foods with a fork and knife and is, "You guys have the best raw chicken." So good, so good. Quality jokes there from the late night set. I got an email from Just for Laughs. It says, "Just for Laughs Toronto Festival is back." I know I've been talking about Montreal a lot, and we will be talking about Montreal a lot, but they've announced this year's Toronto Comedy Festival, September 22nd to October 1st. I've been to this festival. It's really good. You should go. Toronto is a fun city. It's easy to get around. My buddy and I, we pretty much walked to every show. Now, they were long walks, and this was in the time before international data. I remember we were standing in front of a bus stop because the bus stop had a map, and we were trying to figure out where we were because we were too cheap to pay for international data back in the day. It was like navigating in 1985. Wish we had a map. Anyway, the headliners this year, Trevor Noah, John Mulaney, Amy Schumer, Eliza Schlesinger, Ben Schwartz, Mike Birbiglia, Tim Dillon, Dion Cole, and Trixie and Katya, Issa Rae, Pete Davidson, and then in smaller print, The 42. But these are no slouches. Listen to these names. Arguably, this is better than Montreal. You know that? Listen to this. Craig Ferguson, Veer Daz, Mark Maron, in small print Mark Maron. Wow. Amanda Seales, Maria Bamford, Neil Brennan, Reese Nicholson, Melissa Villasenor, Joakim Booster, Beth Stelling. We don't talk about her. She blocked me. Don't go see her. Atsuko Okasuka, Kurt Braunohler, Ivan Decker, Emmy Blotnick, and a bunch of other people I haven't heard of, so maybe you haven't either. So you can get a pass. The Toronto Festival does these passes. What does a pass get me, says the email. Just for Laughs Toronto offers passes to not only see our stellar headliners, but to also have credits to access a plethora of other events and acts. As a pass purchaser, you unlock super comedy fan status and get credits to see shows. The best part, every time you use a credit for a show, you get another credit for free. One credit equals one guaranteed reservation to see any of the 42 and Con non-headliner shows. Get your credit back each time you check into a show and use it to reserve another spot. So it's like FastPass, but comedy. It's pretty cool. Toronto, September 22nd to October 1st. Should I go? I can't think that far ahead. I should go, though. From the Laugh Button, they write, "Are you looking to own a copy of Tom Segura's new book, I'd Like to Play Alone, Please? Would you like it signed? What if it was instead signed by Bert Kreischer?" That's what happened the other day. Bert Kreischer posted in his Insta stories expressing that he wanted to find a bookstore that would let him sign Tom Segura's book to see if anyone could tell the difference. Kreischer did post a clip on his Insta page featuring him signing copies of Segura's book at the Barnes & Noble in Studio City. No word on whether he signed the book as himself or as Tom Segura, but he did mention writing The Machine in all the copies. That's funny. From The Hollywood Reporter, Jerry Seinfeld has put together a cast for his new movie, Unfrosted, The Pop-Tart Story. This is set in Michigan in 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A tale of ambition, betrayal, sugar, and menacing milkmen. Oh my. Here's the cast. Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Hugh Grant, James Martin, Jack McBrayer, Tom Lennon, Adrian Martinez, Bobby Moynihan, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, and Sarah Cooper. Sarah, she used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok, and now she's in a Jerry Seinfeld movie with Jim Gaffigan and Hugh Grant and Amy Schumer? What? Open letter to Sarah Cooper's agent. You have game. Wow, nobody better in the business than Sarah Cooper's agent. From the Daily Caller, they write, comedian Michael Che shared his views on the January 6th hearings Tuesday on Instagram. They describe a post which I believe has been taken down. I looked at Michael Che's Insta at 2:22 p.m. on Wednesday. I did not see the post that I'm about to tell you about. There was only one post when I looked, and it said influenza. Didn't even have an image. Per the Daily Caller, Michael Che had posted, and I know I'm going to lose a lot of customers for this one, January 6th hearings? More like sick of hearing about this crap. At that time, that was the only post on Che's Instagram account. The Daily Caller says Che took the post down almost right away, replacing it with a series of posts where he says, smart fans, caps, no, exactly, caps, which side I'm on, how I feel about this, enough is enough, we are being failed, in caps. I'm watching these hearings and I'm seeing the same thing you're seeing, and I'm just like, anybody seeing this? Next post. Sorry, and I know I can lose some of my endorsements for saying this, but America, you know what to do already. The Daily Caller got in a good line saying it's unclear whether Che's smart fans will ever understand how we can use an Oxford comma, but not capitalize correctly. He then posted again saying people are saying I'm still being too vague about which side I'm on. So let me say it plainly. We need to wake up or we are gonna lose this country. There was a period between every word. That's why I read it like that. As I said, that post wasn't there when I looked, and he just wants you to know influenza. From Deadline, Monique, always up for controversy. The headline, Monique, Netflix, settled gender and racial discrimination lawsuit over pay for comedy special. Deadline says they've settled the lawsuit she filed against Netflix in 2019, claiming racial and gender bias. Deadline has confirmed it, but details of the deal were not disclosed. Back in July of 2020, a federal judge had denied Netflix's second motion to throw out Monique's racial and gender bias lawsuit. In that suit, Monique said the $500,000 she was first offered by Netflix in 2017 for a stand-up special was not just an insult, but illegal. Her gender and racial discrimination filing of the November before that, overpay for a potential comedy special, cites the tens of millions reportedly paid to the likes of Amy Schumer, Ricky Gervais, Ellen DeGeneres, and Dave Chappelle for their Netflix specials. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But if I were to make a list of comedians and you told me to rank Amy Schumer, Ricky Gervais, Ellen DeGeneres, Dave Chappelle, and Monique, not sure Monique would like my rankings. From the Chicago Sun-Times, Jeff Allen brings his clean comedy to Schaumburg at the not-so-late hour of 3 p.m. Jeff Allen often performs at 5 or 7 p.m., but on Saturday, he's going to take the stage at 3 o'clock. It's a time experiment. He says, I'll get the parents home before their babysitter has time to raid the liquor cabinet or get caught in an embarrassing situation with their boyfriends. Really, it's that my audience doesn't go out much after 8, so we started asking clubs to let me do 5 or 5:30 on Saturdays, and they quickly sold out. So I've been doing these early shows and regular club times 50-50 ever since. I'd like to say I'm like Dove soap, where I'm 99.8% pure and free of social commentary, but some things are too absurd to pass up. Like the fact that toilet paper ran out at the start of the COVID pandemic. We're being told it's a respiratory illness, but people are running out and buying all the toilet paper. They're wiping the wrong end. Waka waka, that's 3 p.m. comedy for you. Tell Grandpa I said hello. Netflix, you're killing me. More shows. When am I going to watch these things, Netflix? Snoop Dogg's effing around comedy special, quote, original comedy from Snoop, along with sets from legendary black comedians performing at the festival. That's on Netflix now. From the Norfolk Daily Comedy News, the 13th Great American Comedy Festival starts today. This is at the Johnny Carson Theater in Norfolk. Today, it's the Family Comedy Magic Show. Before you roll your eyes, Johnny Carson was a magician, so it makes sense. Friday night, David Koechner is the headliner. Four other stand-up comedians will join him. Saturday's festival gala has headliners the Smothers Brothers. Wow. The Smothers Brothers will be joined by Emmy Blotnick, Erica Wusu, Taylor Williamson, and Adam Yenser. That's a weird bill. David Koechner says, Johnny was a conduit for so many comics that wouldn't have had a career. Knowing the historical importance of what Johnny Carson did and what he meant, showing that late-night television was a pathway to success. Without Johnny, I don't think there's a Saturday Night Live. There's certainly no David Letterman, no Jay Leno. Look at all these mountains of comics that we would not have. And from Chortle, if you want to stream the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, good news, Next Up is going to live stream 50 comedy shows. Next Up's head of comedy, Tom Brandt, says the COVID lockdown proved there was an audience for live streaming gigs. He said, the pandemic meant that more gigs were available online. The comedy was finally more accessible. We want to keep that going. Edinburgh Fringe is the biggest event in the comedy calendar, but the venues can be inaccessible. Not everyone can afford to travel. We want all comedy fans to be able to see what the Fringe is all about. So we're going to work as hard as possible to bring many of the best shows available to audiences worldwide. Fringe passes, which allow access to all stream gigs, are available at nextupcomedy.com/EDFringe. £30 is your asking price. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. You can support the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews or become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. $5 a month gets you these episodes ad-free and early release. See you tomorrow.